This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. We're still reading from the chapter of Al-Mubadira bil Khairat, hastening and rushing to do good deeds. From Riyad al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in hadith number 94, qala wa an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala yawma khaybar la atiyanna hadhihi ar-rayata rajulan yuhibbu Allah wa rasulah yaftahu Allah ala yadayhi. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qala on the day of the battle of Khaybar, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I shall hand over this flag to one who loves Allah and His Messenger, and Allah will give us victory through him. So first of all, let's talk about, the hadith still continues, but Khaybar, what's the significance of the Battle of Khaybar over here? So if you remember, the Battle of Khaybar happened after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he secured a treaty with the people of Mecca in what we know as Al-Hudaybiyah. So after five years of war with the people of Mecca, and after they were defeated in the Battle of the Trench, the Prophet ﷺ, the following year, he went to Mecca for Umrah. He was banned from going through. And eventually that ended with a treaty. Part of the provisions of that treaty is that war will pause or stop for 10 years. So there'll be truce for 10 years. So now the Prophet ﷺ secured the southern border of Medina, and the Meccans, the same thing, they now secured the northern border so they can go right now and trade with the Sham after they've not been able to do that for years. So now the Prophet ﷺ, he finds himself free to deal with the northern threat. And there are two threats coming from the north. Number one, Khaybar, and number two, the northern Arab Christians of the north, which is closer to the allies of the Byzantines. So with the Byzantines, he sent an army of 3,000. We know at the Battle of Mu'ta. The Battle of Mu'ta, in which three of the leaders were killed, Zayd, Abdullah ibn Rawah, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu ta'ala wardahum, and then they selected Khalid, who brought them back again to Medina safely. The other threat was Khaybar. Khaybar is I don't know how many of you have been to Khaybar, but if you've been to the city of Khaybar, it's a small town still in Saudi Arabia right now, north of Medina. There's the old town, still probably as it was maybe 1400 years ago. You still have the same orchards, the same forests of palm trees, and then the old fortresses. One of the very famous fortresses was the fortress of Marhab. Marhab was one of the leaders in that area. So Khaybar was predominantly owned by the Jewish community. When the Prophet ﷺ expelled Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir from Medina, they went to Khaybar. And Khaybar already had its own people there. Khaybar was known to be on the trade route to Asham. So therefore it was a good business center as well too. And subhanAllah, the land in Khaybar was so fertile that the trees, the palm trees grow there, you know, everywhere. And the size of the dates that comes from Khaybar is significantly larger than usual. Like there's so much barakah, subhanAllah, that even at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he received, one day he received from the dates of Khaybar, came to him, Bilal brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the date of Khaybar. And when the Prophet ﷺ, he grabbed the date of Khaybar, he was surprised and shocked how big, mashallah, and was. He قال, أكل تمر خيبر هكذا? Like, all the dates come from Khaybar is like this? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, it's not the case. ولكن we trade. We trade the not so good quality, this much of it, with this little much of that good date. And the Prophet says, no, this is riba. You can't do this. But the significance of the story here is the quality of the Khaybar dates. And I remember visiting Khaybar with Sheikh Safiur Rahman Mubarak Furi, rahimahullah ta'ala, the author of Rahiq al-Makhtum, the Sealed Nectar himself. We took him with us on a could say a road trip, so he can show us, you know, the entire story of Khaybar visually from that area. And it was such a beautiful experience to be with the Sheikh and explain to you the situation, the circumstances there, subhanAllah. But I remember that the dates of Khaybar, even that, this is maybe was about 25 years ago probably or so, but I can tell you that the dates from Khaybar and that time, 30 years ago, it was so still significantly large. Like it's like a small burrito, mashallah. Literally, like one date is so big, tabarak al-Rahman. You know, you eat the majdul date that comes from California. Imagine this, maybe, I don't want to say double the size, but almost double the size. This is how good it was. And you didn't even have to throw anything at the tree. It's so heavy that it falls on the ground. You pick it from the ground, subhanAllah. It was so amazing. So Khaybar, it was known for this. So when the Prophet ﷺ, he wanted to eliminate that northern threat that was coming from Khaybar. And now that they secured the south, he's now took an army to go to Khaybar to just finish it once and for all. We're done. Because if you guys remember, the reason why the Meccans brought their allies, 10,000 of them, around Medina for the Battle of the Trench was because Huyay ibn Akhtab, one of the leaders of the Jewish community in that area, was expelled from Medina. He went to the people in Mecca and kind of like kept inciting them and kept, you know, provoking them and encouraging them to fight against the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he just, you know what, once and for all, we're going to eliminate that threat. So they went there. And it was not an easy battle. It took them about 4 months. 4 months, the Prophet ﷺ was going through one fortress to the other, one fortress to the other one, just like it was not that easy. Because the area is really fortified with mountains and fortresses, just like unbelievable terrain. And Marhab's fortress is on the top of a hill. It's very steep. So even if you try to climb up, you can easily be a target. So it was really a battle. So after some time, after all these months, and it was so hard to break through, the Prophet ﷺ, then he said, قَالْ لَأُطِيَنَّ هَذِي الرَّيَةَ رَجُلًا. He says, that's it, we're done. Allah's going to give us victory tomorrow. But I'm going to give this banner right now, this flag, the flag of the Prophet ﷺ, to lead the army, to basically to be on the battlefield. I'm going to give it to someone who يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, that he loves Allah and his messenger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him victory. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard that from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ مَا أَحْبَبْتُ الْإِمَارَةَ إِلَّا يَوْمَئِذٍ. Because I had never longed for leadership but that day. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said two things about this person. What are they, Jama'ah? Number one, يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. A testimony from the Prophet ﷺ that this person, he truly loves Allah and his messenger. What a great testimony. That the Prophet ﷺ, he gives his seal of approval. That this person, he loves Allah and his messenger. Genuinely. He's not a hypocrite. He's not lying about it. No, he truly loves Allah and his messenger. I mean, I know most of us, if not all of us, would say, Alhamdulillah, I love Allah and messenger, right? But how many of us can claim we're truthful about it? But here's the Prophet ﷺ saying, this man is truthful about his love for Allah and his messenger. And then he says, and Allah is going to give him victory. So Umar says, I never wished to be a leader or take that position except on that day. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said he loves Allah and his messenger. And second, Allah will give him victory. So Umar, in this hadith, he was rushing for a good deed to be that person. And everybody among the Sahaba, especially the leaders and the warriors, everybody was kind of stretching their neck, showing their head to the Prophet ﷺ to be chosen. Then the next day, the Prophet, can you imagine, the Prophet says, tomorrow I'm going to give it to somebody, right? So how are they going to spend their night? Who's going to sleep, Ijma? Like everybody just like, oh my God, who's that? Who is it? Do you have anything from the Prophet? Everyone would be wondering and even dreaming about themselves. And would they go to sleep? Maybe now fantasizing, it would be me probably, right? And the next day the Prophet ﷺ, when he called everybody, قال فتصورت لها رجاء أدعى لها. He said, I was hoping that I would be called, and I was expecting it to be called for it. Then the next day, the Prophet says, when he was looking at the people, and everybody's trying to show themselves to the Prophet, he didn't find the man he was looking for. So the Prophet says, قال أين علي بن أبي طالب? Where's Ali? And they start looking around. قالوا يا رسول الله اشتكي عيني. The hadith here doesn't show the story, but قالوا يشتكي عيني. He's complaining about his eyes. Why is that? Can it be Haramad? He had allergies. And I don't know how many of you know, but Medina, in comparison to Mecca, is an agrarian society. So there are a lot of pollens, a lot of course, you know, vegetation. So there is a lot of chance for allergies. Khaybar is double that. This is how much trees it has. So therefore, when Ali went there, radiallahu anhu warda, he got allergies, and he couldn't even open his eyes. قال فجئ به إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يساق إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They brought him, they dragged him to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was led to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning he couldn't see his way. They had to grab him and lead him to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw him, he made dua for him, did ruqya, and he blew into his eyes, and his eyes came clear. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gives him the banner. He goes, take it. فأعطاه إياها وقال امشي ولا تلتفت حتى يفتح الله عليك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave it to him, and he says, go forth and do not turn around until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows victory upon you. Very simple instruction. Here you go. Keep moving forward. Don't turn around until you bring victory back with you. Very simple instruction. فسار علي شيئا. So Ali رضي الله عنه, he started marching, and then he stopped. And because the instruction was so clear, don't turn around, he did not even turn around رضي الله عنه. He stopped. Without turning around, he starts calling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال فصرخ. He started yelling and screaming because he knew that if he's speaking in that direction, it's not going to be loud enough. So he just had to raise his voice as loud as possible. قال يا رسول الله على ماذا أقاتل الناس? What am I going to be fighting them for? What's the fight for? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم قاتلهم حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله. Make sure that it will be so that they say لا إله إلا الله, no God worthy worship but Allah, وأن محمد رسول الله, and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم the messenger of Allah. فإذا فعلوا ذلك, if they do so, which means they give the testimony, فقد منعوا منك دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحقها, then you cannot hurt them. You can't take any of their properties. Don't touch their money. Don't hurt them at all. قال وحسابهم على الله, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to that they will be answered for. Like this is it. If they give the shahada, they will secure themselves from you. So that was a very simple message the Prophet gave Ali radiallahu ta'ala wa rda, and indeed Ali was the one who fought Marhab, and he finished him and conquered the last of the strongholds they had in Khaybar. It took again about 4 months before they were able to secure the area, and they divided the entire Khaybar between the warriors and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He got an area called Fadak, which used to bring good yani dates every year for the Prophet sallallahu wasallamu alaihi. So the hadith, basically the area where people need to rush for the khayr, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard an announcement for good opportunity, even though it's in the matter of leadership, which is not, you're not supposed to be yani looking for it, he says, this one, I'll fight for it. So if there is khayr, look for it inshallah, tabarakah, and pursue it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always for that which is khayr in the dunya, ya rabbal alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.